Hello everyone, welcome back to Going Through It. I'm your host, Liam, here. Sorry, I'm adjusting my mic. Yeah, I really do all these in one take, so there might be some technical difficulties or errors of me being a human, but you know, we're just going through it, so I apologize for my coughing there. I do not have COVID. I am not sick. I had this weird cough that comes and goes. It's very odd. I had some topics to talk about today. Also, I apologize for the noise. I did close my door. But in the other room across the hall, I do have laundry going. And it is very noisy. So I apologize if you hear that in the background. But I'm trying my best with what I have. Yeah, so last week I talked about getting a roommate. Everything's gone good so far with my roommate. He still doesn't know I'm trans, and I don't know when or how I'm gonna tell him, but it's kind of fun being stealth. He's the only person I've ever been stealth with, so it's pretty cool. What was I gonna talk about? I did have some ideas for today's podcast, but I honestly am probably gonna just throw a mixture of things in the mix that pop up into my mind. One of them being this week, I just watched the show on Netflix called Too Hot to Handle. I know I'm late to a lot of trends. I also just watched The Outer Banks a couple weeks ago, so I'm kind of late hopping on these trends. But I've seen Harry Jowsey, did I say it right? I don't know. Harry from the show I saw him in the summer on Logan Paul's podcast. And then recently I seen him in I'm gonna butcher all these names. Tana, you know, the one who like fake married Jake Paul but real married him, but not really. Yeah, her. In one of her videos, and I was like, okay, like I remember hearing about this guy. I was like, I wanna see like where he like kinda got his fame from. And it was from this show called Too Hot to Handle. If you haven't seen it, I suggest go watch it. It's actually really good. I've kind of been bored with normal reality TV shows like The Bachelor, which I used to be really into. So I really like these newer, like, Netflix ones. I like the commentary. It's a lot, like, quicker paced, more exciting, that sort of stuff. So I watched that this week. It's really short. There's only 9 episodes. I don't even think I technically finished the last one. That was, like, a reunion. But it was very interesting. For those of you who haven't seen it, basically they take, I don't know how many people who are, like, addicted to sex, basically, and stick them in this paradise, gorgeous place. I found out it's actually in Mexico. I really want to go there. It's gorgeous. And they basically give them a prize if they complete the task of $100,000. And their rule was they couldn't kiss anybody. And they couldn't have sex with anybody. So, imagine all these people that are addicted to sex, all this, on this magical, romantic place, and they can't do nothing except, like, cuddle and stuff. I would have been totally fine there, honestly, but I can see how it could be difficult, though. And it was very interesting. Anytime they did anything, it minus money. So, like, if they kissed, that was, like, $3,000 that they would take away from the winning pot. Anyways, so I suggest you go watch it. But this guy, Harry, who I was telling you about, is on that show. And him and the girl he ends up with or finds a connection with. The goal is to find emotional connections rather than physical connections. And build their emotional stuff. Which I think is really important. So it was kind of cool watching a show that was trying to, like, do that. And a lot of them did improve. Which is really cool. It was almost like a social experiment in a way. Which I found extremely interesting. And so... Sorry, I'm breathing. I'm going to be honest. I really didn't know where I was going. But I just thought it was very interesting. And gosh, I'm sweating in my place. Sorry, I'm all over the place. Welcome to ADD. So, yeah. Anyways, it was very interesting. Another recent hobby or thing I've gotten into recently, I'm just going to talk about things that I've been doing recently in my life that's new that we're going through, because it's called Going Through It. Tanner, God, I cannot speak today. I'm so sorry, guys. Tanner Fox's podcast, No Fox Given. I know I'm talking about another podcast on my own podcast, but it's okay. I don't listen to a ton of podcasts. It's weird. I'll, like, really get into a podcast, and I'll, like, listen to a ton of episodes. When the new ones will come out, I'll watch them or listen to them, and then I'll, like, stop. Like, Logan Paul's, I used to love his podcast, Impulsive. I still think it's good, but I'm just not, the more recent months, like, I'm just not feeling it. I don't know if it's because George Janko is now a host on it, which I have nothing against him. I just don't like it as much. I do listen to Deeper with the Dolan Twins sometimes. A lot of YouTubers I listen to. But now, Tanner, I've been waiting for Tanner's. And I didn't know at first, because recently I haven't liked his YouTube videos as much. Like, I still watch them, but not, like, as religiously as I used to. But I'm really digging his podcast. Him and Raverick, they seem like great guys. Like, I really just want to be on there. Hopefully one day I can be on there. But they talk about very interesting things. They kind of do it interesting. They'll have two episodes in a row where they have a guest on the show. And then the third one, they'll do just them two. And then they'll go back to two guests and them two. And that's kind of what they're doing. And I love the ones with just them two. It's very interesting because Maverick is just a normal, I say normal guy, who just has a normal job and is, like, just Tanner's a good friend and, like, doing this podcast, but, like, it's all new to him, and it's cool to see his dynamic because they're so different, and Tanner's just so encouraging with wanting to help him, and you can really see how, like, Tanner Fox is as a person, and it's just, like, it's really neat to see that. You don't get to see that a lot, like, in YouTube videos and stuff like that where they cut it and make it entertaining and fast-paced and all that, so it's really cool to see. Something else, I'm trying to think of other things I've been into recently. I mean, fitness is a huge thing. I started tracking. I do want to talk about more fitness stuff on this podcast. It's not a fitness podcast, but I do want to talk about it because it's something I'm really getting into. I've always enjoyed fitness. I've played many sports. I like to be active. I like to be fit. I like to test my limits. I'm sorry, I thought I heard something, but it was just the washer. But yeah, something I'm, like, really into. And so recently I've had a couple different workout plans, and I found this TikToker who is also transgender, and he had posted his workout plan. So I was kind of bored with my other two, which were still working great, but I just was, like, kind of bored of them, wanted something different, and I was like, you know what, let me try his. So I went through the TikTok, wrote down everything he does, and I've been doing it, but I decided to track my workouts, because normally I don't do that. Like, I'll track them on my Apple Watch and see how many calories I burn and all that, but I never kind of see, like, how much weight, and, like, am I using a bigger weight this next week, or how many weeks did it take me to add 5 pounds onto the weight, or whatever the case might be. So I made a spreadsheet, and I'm tracking it and doing this. Normally I also don't have a set time. I'll, like, do a workout plan until I get tired of it, and then I switch it up. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this for 8 weeks. So I've made a whole spreadsheet doing it for 8 weeks. And each Sunday, I track how much I weigh. Because for some reason, my weight dropped to, like, 112 pounds. And I don't think I've been that light in the last, like, 3 years. So I was like, what the heck? It wasn't me, like, trying. Like, I literally was not trying to lose weight. And I just lost, like, 10 pounds. And I was like, I was so frustrated. Sorry, guys. I was just so frustrated because I've been trying to gain weight, so the fact that I lost weight, I was like, are you kidding me? So I decided to track these so I can also track my weight each week at the end of the week, because I work out Monday through Saturday, Sunday off, and so Sunday I weigh myself. And it's been really cool to see. I love numbers, and, like, I'm not a math person, I'm not good at, like, math by all means, but I love, like, data and tracking and organization and just seeing how much I improve from what, like, is one exercise more my strong suit, did I grow the most in this, in my bench or my squat, or, like, even just dumbbells, like, curling, like, whatever the case may be. Like, it's so interesting to me, And it's also crazy how, like, so many people have different workout plans. Like, you know, so you go to the gym, like, this is about to turn into a whole fitness podcast. I can already feel it. When you go to the gym and everyone, like, you, like, if it's busy, you'll have to wait for a machine and stuff. But I just think it's so crazy to think, like, everyone there is doing, like, a different workout plan than you. And, like, because everyone's body's so different and works different. So, like, what they're doing could work for me, but it could also not work for me, and that's why they're doing it. And it's just, like, I don't know, I think that's so crazy. Like, fitness is so, like, versatile, but yet the same. Like, it's so crazy. So I've been trying to learn a lot more. Form is a big thing. I still, like, I never even took a weight class in high school or college or anything. So the things I've learned are really just been from watching, like, videos and, like, following fitness influencers. I love following fitness influencers. I love Bradley Martin, who also has a company, Raw Gear, and all that. And I actually just got his, like, he just came out with, like, this plan. It's, like, you pay, like, $10 a month or something. But I'm kind of going through it, and it kind of just gives you, like, all this crazy information. And I think there's even videos on how to do exercises, and it's just, like, super useful. And I, like, I just love gaining, like, new knowledge, because, like, a lot of things I think now, like, oh, I'm doing this exercise correctly, but I'll still sit in the gym and Google it almost every time I do an exercise, just to, like, make sure I had the bench at the right height. And, like, I still don't know for sure if it is, but I try and look at, like, what muscles are actually supposed to be targeted and all that. And it's just, like, it's so cool learning. Like, I don't know, like, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm done with school, like, I'm done learning. You're never done learning. You'll learn everything until, like, the day you die. You'll always be learning something new. And I think learning is, like, the coolest thing. I wasn't very good at school. I'm not good with that type of learning in that type of environment, but I'll go and I'll research and I'll watch videos, and, like, I always want to, like, learn how to do something better, rather fitness, sports, hobbies, I don't, work, whatever. Well, sorry, I accidentally turned off my mic. I was getting so hyped about this. But yeah, just anything. Like, I just, like, get so excited just to learn. Like, learning is freaking cool. Like, maybe I'll start a merch company. Learning's freaking cool. Because really, it is. Like, there's so much to learn. It's so crazy. And, like, even the most, like, in-depth things, or the ocean or space. Like, we know things, but not, like, everything. And it's just crazy to think that, like, there's so much more to learn. All right, I'm back. Sorry, guys. This is actually the first time I've done this podcast in two takes. My roommate had walked in, and I get nervous. I waited and he left, so now I'm back to finishing this episode. It was basically almost over. I'm gonna be honest, I kind of forgot where we were going, but basically I just want to say learning is freaking cool. And yeah, I just want to say learning is freaking cool. And I don't God, I'm awful. Who hired me to do this podcast? I mean, nobody. I did it myself. But frick, I'm literally drawing a blank. I was, like, so ready, so into it. Which is probably good, because I probably went on a long rant that nobody would have even cared about. But, yeah, just, like, go out, learn new things. Rather, you want to learn about fitness, anything. Like, literally anything is possible. Sometimes it's too difficult for me. I'll be picking, like, I can't pick one path and stick with it. Like, I'm like, film. I love film. Film is, like, a huge passion of mine. But in all honesty, I haven't done a whole lot in film since graduating. But I'd be picking different paths. Like, I want to get my real estate license. I want to invest in that. I have also invested in Dogecoin. Obviously, it's been a meme. It's been this huge thing. I don't really know the stock market. That's the only thing I invested into. So please don't ask me questions, because I really don't know what I'm doing. If anyone wants to come and explain to me without saying in my DMs, hey, you want to join Forex or whatever that is? No, I do not. I'm sorry, I do not want to do that. But if anyone wants to explain, cryptocurrency or Doge or anything like that, I love to learn. I might as well just call this segment I Love to Learn, because I do. That type of stuff is interesting. Now, there is other things that are boring to me. I do love cars. I'm just going to talk about things that I like now. I do love cars. I wish I knew more about them. Like, I couldn't tell you, like, how they work, any sort of thing like that. But I do enjoy cars and looking at cool cars. I can't get in any car arguments because I would lose very quickly. I'll give you that. But yeah, I'm gonna be honest, guys. I really don't know where the rest of this is going. But I hope you enjoyed it. We've been going through it. I think I mentioned before I started my second job at Starbucks. Maybe I'll talk about that because I used to be a Dutch Bros employee. So everyone thinks there's a big rival. For those of you who don't know what Dutch Bros is, look it up. Great company. Would love to work for them again, but sadly, where I'm located currently, there is no Dutch Bros. So I'm working at Starbucks, and let me say, I'm not going to talk bad about Starbucks, but I will say that Dutch Bros by far has the superior hiring, training, than honestly any company I've ever worked for. So I will say that. But I'm having fun. I'm learning some things, as always. And maybe I'll get into more in depth of the differences between them, what I like, what I don't like, and that sort of stuff. Maybe in another episode. I'll write that in my notes. If you guys have any other suggestions for me, please message me in. You can add me on, I think down below I got my TikTok, follow my TikTok, follow my Instagram, message me on Instagram. I do look at my DMs. I don't get notified on Instagram for some reason. I literally keep trying to figure out how to do it, and it, like, won't work. Like, it just doesn't want to work for me. So, but I do go on Instagram often, and I don't like notifications, so I do check my DMs quite often. So please DM me, talk, we could be friends, or you can send me what you want me to talk about in this podcast, whatever. But I appreciate everyone that has listened. We still don't have a huge turnout, but I thank you for the people that have listened and continue to listen. And I promise episodes will get better, I'll learn better things, have a better structure. But kind of the point of this podcast is that it's just a rough, like, whatever's on my mind for the week that I want to share. Hopefully I make you laugh or some sort of motivational or something you can take out of it is my goal. I want to leave you with something you can take out and use in your daily life or bring it up and talk about it in other conversations. That's what I do. I like listening to podcasts to bring it up in other conversations or purely to be entertained. So hopefully I can accomplish one of those two things. And yeah, well, I'm your host, Liam Spencer. This is Going Through It. Love each and every single one of you guys. You guys have a fantastic day, night, whenever you're listening to this. And please tell your friends. And I'll catch you guys in the next episode. And we should be back to our weekly. God, I freaking suck. I turned the mic off again. I should be back to my weekly uploads. So I know last week's was a little weird, but should be back on Wednesdays. So stay tuned for Wednesdays for Going Through It. And I'll catch you guys later. Bye.